Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is written in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. So then, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, so also death spread to all people because all sinned. For even before the law was given, sin was in the world. Now, sin is not charged to one's account if there is no law, and yet death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those whose sin was not like the transgression of Adam, who is a pattern of the one who was to come. But the gracious gift is not like Adam's trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of this one man, it is even more certain that God's grace and the gift given by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflowed to the many. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, when we think of Adam, we think of the man who did not do what God commanded. He said, don't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Adam and his wife did. And thus they brought sin into the world, the whole world. That perfect creation no longer was perfect anymore. But there is more to the name Adam than the first Adam. It also speaks to the second Adam who would come later with a much greater purpose. That second Adam is Christ. And that is what Paul is speaking to us in our text. As we look at the two Adams, the original one who fell into sin and the one who reclaimed us, that's Jesus, we say, Adam says it all. The first Adam speaks of ruin. When God created the world in those 6 days, he didn't use machinery. He didn't use computers. He didn't use AI. He just said, let there be. And there was. And after he finished it on the 6th day, he looked at all of his creation and he said, it is very good. In fact, it was perfect. It always amazed me when I was a child and I looked at one of the pictures of the Garden of Eden that my mom had on the wall. It showed animals all living together peacefully. Two of them were a lion and a lamb. But they were friends. You see, that perfect world, everything lived together perfectly. There was going to be no death, no killing, no murders. Everyone would live together, and that included man and beast. It was perfect. But then it became imperfect. So then, just as sin entered the world through one man, in my introduction I referred to it. Adam, his wife Eve, both ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God said you shouldn't do, and sin entered the world. No longer were people able to live together peacefully. We know what happened shortly after when Adam and Eve had children, Cain and Abel. Cain, who Eve thought was the promised Messiah, killed his brother. The animals, they didn't live together in peace anymore. Now there were animosities. They weren't perfect any longer. The world had its weaknesses. Storms now occurred. All of creation was affected because Adam and Eve ate of that fruit. But what's even worse also happened. Death through sin. So also death spread to all people because all sinned. Death. God told Adam and Eve, if you eat of that tree, death will take over. And it did. Just think now, if they hadn't sinned, how many people would be in the world today? You talk about how many people there are now, but if there hadn't been death, just imagine the amount. But death entered the world. First of all, temporal death. Everyone, sooner or later, would die. Now, it blows my mind when I think of these early fathers and how long they lived. 900+ years. Now, I think I'm doing pretty well, making 80. And we see somebody makes 100, wow! But that was nothing then. And why was that? Because they were told you have to fill the earth. And so these people had to live a long time to have a lot of children. Now we're only told of 3 children that Adam and Eve had, Cain and Abel and Seth. But I'm sure that they had many, many, many more. Because remember, when Cain was kicked out, he said, I have to be afraid now because my brothers and sisters are going to try to kill me. So there were many people. Death, however, says, you will only live as long as God wants you to live. You will then die because sin entered the world. But there's an even worse death. Eternal death also became a part of the future of mankind. The soul that sins, it shall die. And if we're allowed to live by ourselves without any help, we certainly will die eternally. And that's the case for everyone upon this earth. Paul goes into a little detail on who those people are. For even before the law was given, sin was in the world. So that's the time from Adam until Moses. Before that time, or during that time, they didn't have the Ten Commandments. They didn't have all the rules that God gave to Moses to give to his people. But Paul says that doesn't make any difference. They were still sinners. Once the law was given, then the people really didn't know or did know what was expected, and they still didn't do it. So they also were sinners. Thus creation, that perfect creation, was basically destroyed because of that first Adam and what he had done. But God didn't want it to remain that way. When he created Adam and Eve, those were his prize creations. He didn't want them to be condemned to eternal death in hell, the place he had created for the devil and his wicked angels. So the second Adam entered the scene. But the gracious gift, and that's what Jesus is, a gift. Our salvation is not something we earn. It's a gift. A gift made possible because God, our Father, loved us so much that he told his Son, you're going to have to do what mankind could not do. You're going to have to go down to the earth to be under my laws, which I gave through Moses, my laws which I said you must obey them if I will be your God and you will be my people, and they didn't. We heard in our Old Testament reading of the calf, the golden calf. That was just one example of many. But God said, I want someone to obey those laws perfectly. And Jesus said, I'll do it. And so he came down, lived that perfect life for 33 years. How long can you go without sinning? A minute? Maybe. But think of Jesus, 33 years, he never sinned. Why? Not to make a name for himself, but to have a robe for us to wear, a perfect robe, so that when our Father in heaven looks at us, he doesn't see our sins, but instead he sees that spotless robe of Christ, and therefore he's pleased with us. Jesus had to do more. When those laws were handed down on Mount Sinai, the people of Israel told, now take your best lamb and offer it up to me to atone for your sins. Didn't work. So they had to do it over and over and over again. But it had a purpose. It pointed ahead to the Lamb of God. As John the Baptist said, look, there he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Not just believers, the sin of the world. And so when Christ went up to Jerusalem that final time and his disciples said, don't do it. You'll be in danger. You could be killed. Jesus said, that's why I've come. And so he went up to Jerusalem. Allowed himself to be arrested, abused, tried, convicted of a crime he didn't commit, a crime we committed, allowed himself to be nailed to a cross. The cross was raised, he hanged there, the most terrible of deaths of that day. And yet with one word, he summarized why he had come. It is finished. That's one word in Greek. The sins of all people of all time were paid for. A gift from Jesus to us. And now he says, all you have to do is believe that I've done it, and heaven will be your home. And here comes the Holy Spirit, who brings you to faith and does more. He keeps you in that faith. When your faith seems to weaken, you pray to the Lord for help. The Holy Spirit says, I'm here. I'll take care of it. So if you believe that Jesus lived that perfect life, if you believe that Jesus died for your sins, if you believe that he overcame death and the devil with his resurrection, and that's all a gift from the Holy Spirit, heaven will be your home. Recovery. We were lost, but because of Jesus, we have now recovered. When I think of recovery, I think of illness. I've had two knees replaced. It doesn't change overnight. It takes a while for you to be able to really walk again. Holy Spirit was with me. Both times. I had my surgery on Tuesday morning, and Sunday morning I did a church service. The doctor said, you what? I said, well, they had me a chair to sit on so I could sit and do the service, but I did a worship service because the Holy Spirit gave me the energy to do it. And eventually, yes, my knees healed, and they look pretty good now. I can get around pretty well. That's recovery from an earthly illness, but the recovery that the second Adam brought us was a spiritual recovery. You see, instead of being lost in sin, we now are alive to serve God with the sure hope of eternal life. The gracious gift is not like Adam's trespass, for if the many die by the trespass of this one man, it is even more certain that God's grace and the gift given by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflowed to the many. When Adam sinned, sin came upon everybody. When Christ gave up his life for us, yes, he paid for the sins of everybody, but many would benefit. Now, how many people do you think will be in heaven when you get there? a lot. Beyond number. Remember how old this world is, over 4,000 years old. Think of all the people that have lived. Yes, many, many of them will be going to hell, but also many will be going to heaven. Many will benefit from the gift that Jesus Christ has given to us, the gift of life, eternal life. And it's certain. When God makes a promise, He keeps it. When God says, if you believe, heaven will be your home, you can believe it. And that's why it's so much fun for me when I go to a person, a believer, who is on his or her deathbed. They're not afraid. In fact, they tell me, I hope I go pretty fast now. I can't wait to get to heaven. And I know I'm going to go there because Jesus said I will, and I believe it. We are recovered, freed from the consequences of our sin, life being our home. We are sinners because of that first Adam. We are saved because of the second Adam. Jesus did it all for us. Since Jesus says that heaven is our home, we believe it because Jesus says it all. Amen.